Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. I'm Allie Thies and welcome to Soul to Soul, your place for talking about soulful connections. On Friday nights, we talk about our closest connections and I open up the phone lines for shout outs and questions. If you'd like to call in, the number is 929-477-2891. And I believe in order to ask a question, I think it's one you have to hit. I'm not 100% positive because I haven't called myself on the show. But unless there's a little question mark next to your phone number, I don't know if you need to ask me a question or not. So, how are you? I apologize for not being here last week. 9 o'clock at night, I'm usually in bed. So, around 8 or so, I start getting a migraine if I'm not heading to bed. Tonight, I don't have one, thank God, so I'm here. But I'm going to have to think of another time slot for this so that I don't get a migraine every other week, because that's what seems to be happening so far. I get up at 4:30 in the morning, and by now I'm just tired. I'm just pretty tired, but today I'm not. What has happened the last couple of weeks that I need to talk about? I honestly can't think of anything. I know I've talked to quite a few people over the last couple shows, and they said they were going to do different things and get back to me. So I'm hoping that some of those people get back to me this evening because I'd like to see what they're up to. If you haven't talked to me yet, please do tonight. Otherwise, it'll just be me talking a lot, and it's not fun for anybody, really, just to hear my voice. So, soulmates. If you've never heard me before, I believe that we all have lots of soulmates. In fact, I believe we all have hundreds of soulmates. The ones we tend to get into relationships with are the soulmates that are closest to us, soul-wise. So what am I talking about like with that? Take a carton of eggs. And in the carton of eggs, you have, 12 eggs. You slice each of those eggs in half. Then you've got 24 halves, correct? Yes. In one egg, it's you. And the other half of that egg is your twin flame. The egg, the two halves, I guess, next to you on, two sides, that's considered your soul cluster. Other than your twin flame, your soul cluster is the next group closest to you. Everybody else in that little carton there, so the rest of the halves, that is your soul family. That's the next group that's the closest to you. Now, when a farmer ships their eggs off to market, they gather lots of little egg cartons and they put them in a shipping container, and that shipping container goes off to the store. All the little egg cartons in that shipping container is your soul group. And then all the eggs on the farm is your soul circle. That's the easiest way I have found to be able to explain how the different soul levels are close to you. So, everything, all those eggs are all soulmates to you, but you have only one twin flame, and that's the person, the soul on the other half of your egg. Okay. Now, when we tend to get into soulmate relationships romantically, that soulmate is usually either in that egg carton or in that shipping container. Rarely do we get into relationship with a soulmate that's, out of that shipping container and on the farm. Rarely do we get into one that's in the soul circle. Soul circle, soulmates, we tend to meet briefly as we go through our lives. It might be somebody who holds open a door for you, or as you're falling, catches you or helps you off of a sheet of ice. If your car breaks down, they stop and they help you. Those are the type of soulmates that are in the soul circle. They're important. I mean, all of the souls you're connected to are important. But you don't tend to get in relationships with those in the soul circle. Now, say someone stops by, your car's broken down, and they help you with your car, and then you strike up a relationship with them, and it lasts more than, say, coffee. Then, more likely than not, that soul is in the shipping carton of eggs. I hope that's making sense. Since it's just me talking, I have no idea if I'm getting through to those who are listening or not. Now, when we're in a relationship, a romantic relationship with a soulmate, and say that relationship ends, 9 out of 10 times, or 9.5 out of 10 times, it's going to hurt a lot when that relationship ends. And you're going to think to yourself, if that was a soulmate, how can a soul that is so incredibly close to me, soul-wise, how can they hurt me like that? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. If we're soulmates and our souls are happy together, why did we just get really hurt? Well, that has to do something with your soul contract that you had with your soulmate. In case you've never heard of a soul contract, it is an agreement that your soul and another soul make up before you both are human about what's going to transpire when you both come to Earth and are born, little babies and whatnot. Sometimes in that contract, you put, you know, we're going to meet, we're going to have a brief relationship, and then we're going to go our separate ways. Or we're going to meet, we're going to fall in love, we're going to get married, and the lessons we're going to teach one another are, you know, and there's usually a little list, because soulmates, that's where we learn our lessons from, normally, the close soulmates. And once those lessons are learned, then it's time for you to part from each other and move on to another relationship. Now, no matter what, in a soulmate relationship, the two of you usually do not part unless one hurts the other. There's hurt in there. And the soul doesn't hurt the other soul. The less evolved part of you, which is the human part of you, hurts the other less evolved individual, which is the other human part. So the souls don't hurt. The human part where the ego is located, that gets hurt. And the powers that be, whatever powers you believe in, have discovered that the only way to get two soulmates to part and go about their separate ways so that they can continue to learn and grow as souls is somebody has to hurt somebody. And my cat, Sarah, over here agrees. Exactly, Sarah. Yeah. So when you break up with a soulmate and there's hurt and there's pain and you feel like you're going to die, you really won't, but if you feel like you're going to die, it is the ego part of you that's hurting. The soul part does not hurt. The soul part is like, okay, let's go on to something else. Give me more. The soul part of you is always hungry for more information. It's always hungry for more love. It's always hungry for more relationships. It's the ego part and our brain that make it difficult to move forward after a relationship crumbles. Now, when you're in a relationship with a soulmate, it's not all, you know, candies and rainbows and unicorns. There's going to be a lot of difficulties, a lot of hills, not always, but there's going to be plenty of hills over the course of time because you're in a relationship with a soulmate so that you do learn whatever it is you need to learn with one another. It's not going to be easy. I mean, when was the last time you had an easy lesson from anybody? I mean, did you have easy lessons in school? Remember high school? I hate to remember that point in time for me because oh, well, it's high school, you know, hormones, you get the hormones going. So in the middle of the hormones and falling in love and maybe having sex for the first time and trying to find your independence and learning how to drive and navigating your high school courses and all the high school emotions with your girlfriends and the guys, there are a lot of lessons shoved into high school. Well, those type of lessons are shoved into relationships. And it doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter how long you've been with one of the soulmates. You're still going to have lessons. And it's still not going to be smooth sailing. Never. Because as human beings, you have to think our souls are pure. And we evolve and we grow. And our souls are just this perfect being of light and love. As humans, remember the less evolved part of us, the human part, well, the ego's evolved and the brain's evolved. And because of those two things, we tend to mess up quite a bit. We tend a lot of times to jump first, ask questions later, or we get so stuck in our thoughts that we don't jump anywhere. You know, it's just constant cycling of what's going on, if that makes any sense. And yeah, sorry, my cat distracted me. I have 15 cats, so at one point in time somebody's going to distract me by doing something. But now I really lost my train of thought. Doggone it, I was on a roll. Oh well, if it's important for where that roll was, it will come back to me. So I see that we have a caller here with their hand up. Let me see if I can hit the button. All right, area code 973. You're with Allie. Would you like to ask a question or maybe give a shout out? What can I do for you?
Happy Friday. Thank you for having your show tonight.
Happy Friday. You're welcome.
Yeah, hi. I would like to ask a question. I would like to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Kendrick.
And what would you like to know about him?
Just what would Spirit have see for us going forward?
Well, you have two things going on. One, there seems to be a wall you guys run into. Not a physical, an actual wall, but kind of like an impasse. You guys are in a big disagreement about 30 days from now. Luckily, you will get over it. Or through the wall, however you want to put it. But it will take the faster you guys get through it is the more open and honest you are with one another. If you guys try to dance around the issue or say stuff that you think the other person wants to hear, it slows things down. So when you hit the impasse, and you're going to know when it gets there, it's not going to be disguised by anything. Just be open and honest, and you two work through that. It looks like the next 6 months, like any relationship, has little ups and downs, but mostly ups. You two seem to get along pretty decently from like April 1st on. It's just for some reason this next 30 days, there seems to be a difficulty. And no one's telling me what it is, so I don't know. So you can avoid it. It just kind of shows up. But after 30 days, it seems like you guys get along better. But the biggest thing, and Spirit is shouting very loud about this, is you two have to be open and honest. And that telling one another what you think the other person wants to hear is only going to complicate things. And once you guys start getting complicated and that ball starts to roll, it's hard to untangle from it. If you hit it from the get-go, then you're good.
Exactly. No, that wall is right now. But is he afraid? What? Like, he's afraid to open up?
He's afraid of being truthful, only to the part where if he's truthful, then you get to see who he really is. And not that he's not a bad person at all, but he feels he doesn't want to be that vulnerable in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to be, to him being vulnerable looks weak.
Mm-hmm.
And to be weak, he doesn't know how to do that.
That's true. He doesn't.
No, he doesn't know how to do that. He was never taught how to be weak and taught how to express emotion. So until his deepest truths. So I guess if you've already hit this wall, then it'll be going on. I just see the next 30 days. After the beginning of April, you guys seem to smooth things out and it starts to roll better.
Okay, but we're at that wall right now. Like, do you see why we came into each other's lives? Because I don't understand why he's afraid to be vulnerable. I mean, I understand what you just said, but...
Well, that's the way he was brought up. That's the way his family is. That's the way his closest circle of friends were when he was younger. He doesn't quite know another way. Because he was molded into this person.
True, very true.
And trying to be somebody else he's never been, it's scary.
But I'm the complete opposite of him. Mm-hmm. Is that what he's attracted to?
Yes. And that's the thing about getting in a relationship with soulmates. It doesn't necessarily mean you two are going to be alike at all. And the old adage that opposites attract are definitely true.
Yeah, we're opposite.
It's exciting when someone's opposite of you. You know, and I mean that's one of the things that he really likes about you.
Mm-hmm.
But since you've hit this wall goes on for the next 30 days. It's not just going to end. All of a sudden. But you are going to also have to accept him for who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't change him. You personally cannot change him.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to change him into being mm-hmm. more open and honest. You just have to be and express to him that you're open to whomever he really is. Underneath, mm-hmm. you know, underneath all the stories he likes to tell.
Mm-hmm. Well, his brother just passed away. He's mourning. He had a twin brother, and the brother passed away 2 years ago, so he's hurting about that. He opened up about that the other day, and that's where the wall came up, because I'm like, I want to be there for you, and it's like when he was talking, I just was listening, and then it's like he just sucked it up. He's a police officer. He was in the military. So you're right. He and a brother were alpha males, and he's trying to make me not be emotional. So when he was about to cry about the brother, he had to suck it up. So that's where the wall came in. Like,
if he's military and a cop, no wonder he can't appear weak.
Yes, he is. Don't want me to be weak. I am not a cop.
No, but him being both a cop and a military officer, it's no wonder he's like stone.
He is.
And I don't mean that in a bad way, but in order to...
No, he is stone. He is stone.
Sometimes stones do weep, I think. When he was showing his emotions to you and he was getting, the fact that he opened to you right there is a good thing, but how did you react to him opening up? Were you like, what are you doing? Because you haven't seen this part of him before, or how did you react to him?
I was calm. Like, I told him I don't want to be intimate until we get married. But I was, you know, making him comfortable, and I was, like, rubbing his back, and, like, I was just rubbing my hand on his hand. So I know, like, he's a Virgo, so that he doesn't want me, like, you know, big displays of emotion will make him run. So I just was listening, you know, when he was like, oh, I got to go through my brother's stuff. I didn't say anything. I just listened. I didn't say I'm listening or anything. So he just sat there and I let him process it. So, you know, but in his mind, I guess he was like, oh, my God, I'm being too vulnerable with her. He just corrected himself.
Yeah, because he was being open and getting all, you know, emotional and stuff. And you, I mean, you did a good thing by listening. To him, you just sitting there and listening, he's thinking to himself, man, does she think I'm some sort of pansy?
No, I mean, I didn't know what that guy said. I mean, I'm a teacher, so I'm just like super loved up. I mean, I was ready to hug him and, you know, like, oh, I had my tears ready. But when he sucked it up, I sucked it up. I mean, what should I have said? He's trying to train me out of emotions.
Well, you're a teacher, so first of all, God bless you. I, you know.
If I see another pencil, can you go to the bathroom?
I understand this because I have a job myself, and I'm a school bus driver.
Yeah, so you know, right? We need this adult conversation right now.
Yeah. So I totally get it.
Yes, I love your light. Thank you.
It's not easy being in public education, no matter where you're at.
Yeah, but we're just, you know, automatic moms and lovers, and you need this and you need that. So I was getting ready to do that, but I stayed cool. I just kept rubbing his back. He just corrected himself.
Yeah, what I keep hearing though is because he was expecting you to be emotional.
Because, he wanted me to be emotional?
Because that's who you are. If he's a stone, you're like a weeping willow. You know what I mean? You're the opposite, and you didn't you held it together for him, and he wasn't expecting you to hold it together. So in his mind, if you held it together and didn't show emotion, he thinks that you thought, well, maybe I'm looking weak.
He made me not want to cry. He told me don't be emotional. He's ridiculous.
Yeah, but how many times do you listen?
I listen all the time because the thing is that when we first started dating,
No, I'm like, you do?
Yeah,
you
I'm
sure
saying
that.
I'm kidding.
Huh? Because I keep hearing, is she sure about that? So, but I'm asking.
Okay, what I'll do is as a teacher with him, because I really love him and he has like a really, you know, the police officers in him, he has a really calm spirit. But when it's time for him, when he feels a certain type of way, you know, he'll express it. And if it's something that I feel passionate about, I listen for a long time and then I'll, you know, state my passion and then I go back to being quiet again. Like, I'll say, no, it's not like that, or, oh, it's not like that, because I told him, I was like, who are you helping, you know, just being a police officer? I was like, what, you know, before I said to him, what are you adding to the world? Are you helping other people? So then after we talked, he said, you know what, I realize I don't do as much as I should, and you're right, I'm going to start doing more for people.
And he will.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He will, you both will get through this. You don't have to do anything extra. Just when he opens up to you, be there for him. Get a little emotional just so he can tell you not to be emotional. I know how that sounds. Ooh. Get emotional so he can tell you not to be emotional. But if he sees you emotional, then that means whatever he's telling you is affecting you, and he doesn't feel like such a weakling.
Okay, but one time he came, okay, I told him we're going to wait to be intimate, and when he was outside the house, he was upset because I watched The Preachers. That's a whole other story. He told me stop watching Kenneth Copeland and them. So when I was getting out the car, he asked for a hug, and I said no because I was upset. He told me to stop watching Kenneth Copeland. And then when I said come inside, he wouldn't come inside the house. So when he went home later on, he said, what was wrong with you? And I said nothing. And then he said, yes, something was wrong with you. And then he said, oh, so you threw a silent tantrum? And then I said, yes. He was like, why? I said, because I'm emotional. And he said, well, why are you emotional? Like, he said it like it was so foreign. I said, because I'm a woman. He was like, why are you emotional? Like, I was like, what? So that's why I was like, let me be cool.
If you think about it, he threw a tantrum as well because he didn't come in.
Yeah. That is so funny. Yes, he did. He's like, why are you acting like that?
Yep. So you guys will get through this.
But he works so much. Now he does longshoreman work too, so he works these different hours, so he's not really, you know, we just reconnected. It'll be 3 months, the 27th. So, you know, I kind of was like, look, are we going to move forward? I kind of gave him an ultimatum because I'm like, look, I'm caring. I want to spend more time with you. You know, I'm affected. If you're affected, I'm worried about you, you know, thinking about the brother. So I gave him an ultimatum. That's the wall that you're talking about, because I told him he had it until February the 26th.
To the side?
Love gadget. Yeah, I told him he had it until February 26th to get his love gadget together.
Well, from experience as a sex coach and love relationship person that I've been and all that stuff, giving an ultimatum doesn't always work in your favor.
Well, that's what you see is the wall. Because I told him because if he wants me to comfort him more, you know, I want to have stability. You know, I want to, if and when I become intimate, I want to be able to wake up and go to sleep with him, not, you know, be worried about him with his brick attitude. So that's where the ultimatum came in. Like, listen, I'm not going to be intimate until we do this. So that's what happened. That's the wall. Oh my gosh, he's going to ultimatum.
Well, again, you two have to be open and honest with one another. You'll get through this wall.
Because he told me, oh, he already prepared me. He was like, you know, if your husband doesn't tell you he loves you every day, would you know that he loved you? And I was like, yes, I would know. Because he told me that other women just disappeared and, you know, they left him for somebody that was more expressive. So I guess he said, let me just tell her up front, because this has been my experiences in the past. They just left because he wasn't emotional. So at least I gave him an ultimatum. How you going to tell me to cry and then don't cry? That's confusing.
Yeah. Huh.
I love the brother. We were like best friends. When I stopped speaking to him, I was still speaking to the brother. So I really have a reason to be crying. But, you know,
yeah.
I'm trying to. Yeah, so. So he wanted me to cry, so he. I thought the crying would be awkward for him, so I didn't cry. I just was like, oh God.
So next time he opens up and he'll give it another shot. Be sobbing or anything, but let a tear strategically come down your face so that he can look at you and say, now don't be doing that.
Just a left tip, or just one out the left side of my eye. Oh, God.
There you go. And that way he can say, no, don't be doing that. And then that way he knows that him opening up is okay.
But now what about the ultimatum? I gave it to him 2 days ago, so he didn't say anything yet.
Well, again, ultimatums never really work out in your favor. So... You may have to renegotiate this ultimatum. This is where you both are open and honest. Each other. Now, if you're really digging on him and you don't want him to go anywhere, then you can negotiate the ultimatum. So that it's not either this or that or nothing.
But does he have an attitude about the ultimatum? Like, did the cop part of him come up? Like, no, she did.
It's more the military. Yeah, the military part came out. And, yeah. Said, I cannot believe she just said that to me. So, you may have to back... I I know, but you may have to backpedal it just a little bit.
But that's too much. You know, in school, we could hug the kids. You know what I mean? We could sew boo-boos all day. So why should I have to change at home? That's what I'm saying. I would have responded my regular way, but he told me not to.
Well, again, I'm hearing, and how many times do you listen? You know, you are a very expressionist. You express yourself very much, all the time, and this is one of the things he likes about you. He wouldn't have been drawn to you if you were a stone like he is.
He's a cute stone. Yes, he is.
He is a pretty cute stone. And he is a good guy. He has
a good
heart.
He looks like he is ready to break into a Jason Bourne move at any given moment. Like, if I'm standing somewhere in some danger, I would be laughing, but he would push me to the side and roll and go chase the person. That's what he looks like at any given time. He looks like Jason. He is like, he is Jason Statham.
Well, you know you're well protected.
Yeah, that's what he's like. I'm going to protect you. I'm like, from what? Like, I'm not with kids all day. I'm not in no danger. I'm not in no danger, okay? What am I in danger of? Somebody losing a hall pass? What danger am I in?
Yeah. Well, you never can tell in schools nowadays. I don't know how protected your schools are. Our schools got pretty protective.
Yes, we're protective, but that's his mindset all the time. That's not my. Oh, and he even said to me, how many movies do you watch and you don't cry? I was like, none. It's like I cry at all of it.
I cry at Facebook posts, so, you know.
Yes.
And it always has something to do with an animal.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh my God. So I try to control myself because I, these Virgos don't like that. So, oh my God. Okay. So backpedal with the ultimatum with his brick face.
Backpedal with the ultimatum. The next time he opens up to you, get that strategically placed tear come down your face so that he can tell you don't do that, and you'll know, and he'll know that it's okay for him to open up.
Oh, good.
And no matter what, as long as you two are open and honest with one another, you can get over any hurdle that's thrown at you.
Oh, God, that's so funny. Okay, I'll cry this time. Even though he told me don't be emotional. It's like, what are you being emotional for? For what? I was like, I'm a woman. What am I going to do?
Exactly. So let the tear flow. Don't sob, because that's overboard. He'll look at you like you're insane. Nice tear, and that's perfect.
Just one tear, okay.
Just a tear. No sobbing, just a tear.
He told me.
If you have to, put a little pepper in your eye or something if you need to. Something to make it tear up.
Yes, right. So he can feel the water. Then touch him so he know my eye was wet.
Oh, there you
okay.
go.
So that's what you're talking about in the 30 days. So no. Okay, the ultimatum. Oh my God, he's a mess.
Yeah, but he's got you to straighten him out. So.
Well, yes, I'm learning. I mean, I'm learning to be stronger because of him. I am starting to not be emotional. He's training me out of it too.
Yeah, but don't be too unemotional, because that doesn't sit with your energy. You have a lot of green energy. You're very heart oriented.
Yes, I am. I really love everybody. I do.
So you need to keep that flowing, because that's just who you are.
Whew. So is he gonna call or I have to call him?
Well, you gave him the ultimatum, so I would think you're going to have to call him. And next time you think of an ultimatum, think in your mind, ultimatums are bad. Don't do it.
She's probably polishing the gun right now. Like, no, she didn't. He polishing his guns. No, she didn't tell me that.
Exactly. Well, my dear, you have yourself a good night, and I want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you, and you have your shows every Friday at this time?
Well, unless I have a migraine, that's the only reason I bump it, but it's supposed to be this time every Friday, yes.
Okay, and so how do we reach you outside of this for readings?
For readings, you can go to my site at outofbodyecstasy.com.
Yeah, okay.
If you Google my name, Allie Thies, a lot of things pop up. I'm like on the first four pages of Google.
Okay,
so.
You got Facebook on, so.
Oh, yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the whole night. I'm everywhere. It's kind of scary.
So. Okay, so you see, once I backtrack, then we'll be on point. I just have to go kiss up a little bit, and that's it.
Yeah, kiss up and take back that ultimatum.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, you have a good one.
You too, bye.
Thanks. Bye. All right. Let's see here. Area code 850, you're on the air. You got a question or do you want to do a shout-out? What's happening?
I got a question. How are you?
All right. Hi there. What can I help you with?
I was wondering if my twin flame was coming. Been kind of feeling like that lately. I know it's not my soul partner, but I think it's something stronger than that.
Well, your twin flame seems to show up in your life about 3 years from now. So it's okay. The twin flame's not on the way immediately. But since the twin flame energy is so strong and magnetic, it's very easy for you to feel it now, even though they're not showing up for 3 more years.
Wow, okay.
They're thinking about their twin flame, whomever that might be, which is you. And because they're thinking about it, and you don't know who each other is right now, that energy is flowing back and forth between the two of you. The thing with twin flames, I mean, there's no work in telepathically connecting and sending thoughts to one another or sending energy to one another. You know, say, for instance, you feel, I don't know, a little hurt. You feel a lot of hurt in your heart chakra area, but you know it's not you because there's nothing
going
on.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of chest pain, yeah.
Yeah, that it's them that's feeling the heart hurt. So you can imagine yourself sending them some nice green energy from your heart chakra to their heart chakra. And it doesn't take a whole lot of effort for you to do that since twin flames are so close soul-wise. I mean, you are each other's better half.
Okay.
So, and dreams. Yeah, go ahead, go on. Did you have another part you wanted to ask?
Yes, ma'am.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. All right. And so could you tell me, like, about maybe how I'll meet them? Or,
well, the thing with twin flames is they don't tell you how or when. Because it's not, have you ever heard of Leveraging the Universe? His name is Mike Dooley.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about not worrying about the cursed hows, because
right.
The hows, you know, really aren't up to you or I. Even though,
right.
You know, trust me, there are a lot of hows I want to know about too. But the universe is like, yeah, no. I'm
See,
not going to tell you about
the
them.
Problem. The problem is, well, I won't say it's a problem, but I was told recently that I would meet them within at least by the summertime or even by July. That's what I was told by someone else. And that's why I'm inquiring about it, because I've been just kind of feeling like it. And I just wonder if it's that person or if it's somebody else that's supposed to be coming in the picture soon.
Someone's coming in the picture soon, but it's not the twin flame.
Right.
The biggest thing about twin flames is it can appear like the two of you are already in the same room and have met, but you in this life anyways, but you haven't met in this life anyways yet. Twin flame energy is so astronomically strong and vibrant that it's very easy for anyone to feel that and say, hey, you know, there's got to be right around the corner.
Right.
Because the energy is so strong. The person you're going to meet this summer is another one of your soulmates. And it's one of those meets that you see each other and you're like, wow, that person's kind of familiar. I don't know why. Deja vu. I can't figure it out. And that's why you guys start talking, because each of you thinks you know one another, but you've never met until that point in time in this life. And that's how the conversation strikes up for the summertime. But, I mean, it's a nice relationship. It's not one that's, kind of want to say it, like a bump in the night type of things. It doesn't last long. It lasts a couple years, but it's a nice couple years. And the two of you don't part on bad terms when it's time. It's like one of you just moves away for a job. And that's why you guys part. So it's not a bad parting at all when the time comes. And then it seems like the twin flame comes in. But this person prepares you for the twin flame.
Gotcha.
It's all good, though. I'm excited for you. You know?
Really?
So, yeah, you've got some stuff to look forward to. And the biggest thing with any type of soulmate or twin flame relationship, there are going to be bumps, because as human beings, we're idiots. And we do stupid things. So even no matter how close the soul is to you, you're still going to do stupid things. And they're still going to make you mad, and you're still going to make them mad, and there's still going to be hurdles to jump over.
Right.
But it doesn't mean it's not supposed to be. So you're going to know when you meet this person this summer. You're just, you're going to be drawn to them. So.
Right.
It's all good.
Good person for my kid, around my kids, stuff, pet person. That's always like a concern for me, my children.
Oh, yeah. Well, the kids have to always have to come first. I get that. As a single mom, I understand this. But, yeah, he'll like your kids.
I mean, as far as be a good person for them to be around them.
Yeah, he'll be a good role model. Try to be active with the kids. Want to include the kids in on things to do. You know, not just, hey, you and I go out and get a babysitter for them. It's everybody, let's go do stuff.
Okay.
So, I mean, when the time comes and you guys part ways, I mean, everyone stays friends. They exchange email addresses with the kids, and, you know, they still come in contact with one another. It's a really nice parting.
Right. Do you have any idea what he does? This one?
He's some sort of sales. For like, I don't know if it's insurance sales. It seems something along with insurance, medical, something in that realm.
I work at College of Medicine. Well, it's medical.
Oh, do you? Well,
yeah.
That would explain how you meet then.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe, but
I'm thinking I'm going to get a job soon. So another job. but it'd be at the hospital. I'm thinking I'm going to get that. I had a feeling I'm going to get that. I don't know, but.
You will, and that's another good place to meet
him. It's going to be with FSU still, but I'll be at the hospital. The office will be there. I'm thinking I'm going to, I'm hoping I get that one. Not sure, but I got a feeling something's, another job's coming up.
And you've got a lot of good things coming up for you in 2019.
Yeah.
This is going to be a good year for you as long as you allow it to show up. If you go through the rest of 2019 thinking, well, I don't know, maybe could be, oh, I hope so, then things won't show up the way you want it to, even though it's right there for you.
Right.
You say, you know what? That's what I want. I want to work that job. I want to do this. I want to do that. And be real firm with it. And the universe is like, oh, well, all right. I guess if she wants it that bad, she's pretty outspoken about it. Let's give it to her.
I'm going to speak it into existence.
Love,
are the guys
better
telling
job,
you anything?
More money.
Really? More money?
Yeah.
Definitely want to hear that.
Yeah, who doesn't like to have more money? But yes, you're going to have more income as the year goes on.
Okay. That sounds good.
And a new car.
A new car?
A new car.
This year?
Yes,
that's
towards the end of 2019.
And that's going to be a really nice income.
It will be. I mean, you're not going to get a 2019 Cadillac, but the car you get is much better than you've had in the past.
Right. I just feel like this is my year. I really do. I don't know.
It is.
I just feel like it is. I've been speaking it into existence, but at the same time, I feel it as well. Like, just with all the things that are going on, like, I feel like I'm going through some spiritual stuff, and it's just all coming to, I'm waking up or something. I don't know. Like, I'm starting to see things differently now, a little bit more different, like, opening my mind with things more now.
Mm-hmm.
And trying, my mind is always everywhere, always going everywhere, but I can also be kind of closed-minded, but I feel like lately I've just opened my mind up instantly to different things because of, like, all the things that have happened within the last year or two or three.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all just came slamming on me. And so now it's like you can't do anything but change your perspective. So that's where I'm at. Just trying to find positive ways to make things better for me mentally, and it'll affect me physically.
Well, you know, when you're beat down so many times by either your own choices or, you know, things that are out of your control, like natural disasters, there's only one way to go.
A lot of the things that have been me, and so I am at the point where I'm addressing all of that and making some appropriate lifestyle changes. That's the step that I'm trying to apply bit by bit now. So we'll see how it all goes. But
well, are you proud of yourself?
I am proud of myself. I feel a lot better. Just been having some health issues and stuff. But I'm taking some medicine, and I've been kind of like meditating and just doing a little stuff, researching, doing what I do with the researching excessively. But
and nothing wrong with that.
I don't think so. I think the more you know, the better you can assess the situation. So
I agree.
I'm getting better. I feel a little better. You know, I feel more energized and stuff since I've been doing the meditating and everything. So just trying to make some positive changes. But is there anything that the spirits like want to tell me or anything about anything that you're picking up?
Well, the different things that I've mentioned about this, you said this is your year, and I agree. That you get a lot of good things coming your way, and with love and job and extra money and you know, more income. But the thing that I'm hearing at the second is they want you to keep learning. This whole year, you're more of a sponge, like a knowledge sponge, this year than you have been previously.
That's right.
And the more things you investigate, the more avenues you learn about, it's going to send you in a direction you hadn't considered before. Like alternative health.
Like holistics.
Yeah, like herbal and essential oil health, that those type of things.
Yep, that's exactly where my mind's shooting.
Yeah, there you go.
This is interesting. Yeah.
So you should pursue that more.
Right. It's for my own health issues.
Correct.
And then two, I feel like I'm supposed to spread the word, talk about it. So that's why I want to gain all the knowledge I can so that I know what I'm talking about and apply it to myself.
Yeah.
Basically.
See?
To help people, because that's really what I want to be here for.
You're on the right path. All the way around. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. The biggest thing is that you don't
feel
stop.
Great.
Good.
You know
when people take medicine for a while, they're like, oh, I feel better, so I'm going to stop the medicine.
Right.
Well, that's kind of like with you and learning things. Oh, I've learned this and this, and I've applied this to myself, and I feel better, so I don't think I need to learn anymore. That's what you do not want to do.
Right.
Even when you think you know more than you already need, you still need to know more.
Right.
So this is the year for you to push, and talk to people, read, visit websites, if you can, take an online class in something in herbal or essential oil healings.
Okay.
Just to gain the knowledge, but you're definitely on the right path, no doubt about it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I know you gotta go.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling in. And
okay. I appreciate
you. You gonna let me know how
insight.
You're doing?
Yes, ma'am. I sure will.
Okay. I like to hear that. I like people to get back to me and tell me how everything's going.
Yeah, I'll do that for sure.
All right. Well, you have yourself
an
awesome weekend.
You too as well. And thank you.
Thank you.
Again. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye. All right. We're coming up on, it says about 5 minutes left. 5 and a half, give or take. If you guys ever want to get a personal reading for me, not one on the air where people can hear, you can go to my site, outofbodyecstasy.com. And if you click on work with me, it gives you the different things that I can help you with. Energy, rent my brain, that'd be a non-reading question, or get an intuitive reading. And I have a whole list of different intuitive readings that I give. One question, three question, phone readings. And I have a lot of specialty readings that I do that people seem to just love. I took them out of my list of things that I do for about 10 years. I didn't have the specialty readings in there, but I've been bugged enough to put them back in, so I did. I usually just brought them out at Christmas time and let people purchase them. If you followed my site or my Facebook page, Alley Thieves Friends, I would post those there every day after Thanksgiving. But, yeah, so we're here at the end. And before Blog Talk yells at me saying that I must go, I want to thank you for joining me here at Soul to Soul. So, and if you'd like to make a soul connection, don't forget to check out meetsoulfulconnections.com. That is a dating site. You can join it for free. And if you want to get a reading from yours truly, you can visit outofbodyecstasy.com. I also have other podcasts. I have Ask Alley. It's the longest running spiritual podcast on iTunes. I've been helping others there since 2005. So that's an iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, if I said that right, probably not, and a bunch of other things. So if you type in Ask Alley, I'll come up on Google someplace, trust me. I've got the Motivational Minute. It's 60 seconds to a better you. I do that on Mondays. It's literally a 57-second podcast a week. And I gave you a motivational tip for the week. People seem to like that one. And I'm going to be bringing back the Passion Zone, which is my, passionate sexual topic podcast. I stopped doing that probably about 8 years ago. So I'm bringing that back too. We got lots of things going on. Lots of things. So stay tuned. And again, thank you for joining me here at Soul to Soul. You guys have yourself an awesome week, and hopefully everything will go right, that I will join you next Friday. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.